Okay, Gavach Shavu Tov. And Frederick and Purim, Mamish holding in those holy, holy, holy days of Adar. Learning should be in Schus, Rafu Shlema, for Chaim, Adam, Moshe, B'Shein, Rachel, Rach Tzib, Rif Kabasi, Pesach, Shark, Holy Israel. I saw a word from the Rav. The Rav Soloveitchik said, the Yushalmi even brings down that if a Jew can't have the Megillah read from the 11th, in the Mishnah says the Megillah from 11th to the 15th, already in the Adar, Yushalmi says, You could even read it. So we're going to connect a lot of the parsha, the Titzava, the Zohar, and to really try to connect it to Purim, as these are the days that we are in. Parsha starts off: Yata Titzava es Bnei Yisrael, Yichu Elech Hashem and Zayizach. Kosas Lamor of Lalos Ner Tamei. Look for last year's maybe five words of Dafka. Why it says Va'ata Titzava? It doesn't mention Moshe Rabbeinu's name not one time in the Torah. Look in this week's parsha. Look for last week. Last year's Divrei Torah. But this year, I want to focus on a beautiful, beautiful idea from your Rabbi Yochum Lavav. It's brought down in the Sefer Das Chachmu Musar, essay Kuftez Zayin. He quotes the Medrash. The Medrash says on this pasuk, Ata Tetzava, that Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really need our light. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our light to be able to light the menorah, but nonetheless, we should make the light for him as he makes the light for us. Medrash gives the mashal of a blind person and a person who could see who are walking together. The person with sight led the blind person the entire way. When they finally came to their destination, the person with sight told the blind person to make me a light also. I want you to do this. So you, says the Medrash, the person who has vision sought to tell the blind person, I want you to light me a light so you will not feel debt of gratitude for all that I have done for you now that you have done things for me in return. Says Rav Yerucham, that when we do acts of kindness, we shouldn't expect anything in return. We just do the act of kindness because we want to do the Maisa Chesed. That's what Mishloach Manos is all about. One of the reasons why we give Mishloach Manos is Kidei Laharva Zahava, to be able to bring Achdus, to be able to give Ahava. There's no strings attached. Just to give Mamish, to Mamish give. And that's why, says the Medrash, says the Rabbi Rucham, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our light. We light it anyways. Kadosh Baruch Hu says we're like the blind person. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to feel that we're just that he's doing everything for us, so we have to do something for him. And with a little something we do for him, at the end of the day, we're not the messengers. Rav Yerucham says we're not doing it because we have to, but we're doing it because Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're doing it. There's with no strings attached. There's zero strings attached. We do acts of kindness without strings attached. The sensitivity of the blind person of the mashal says that he doesn't want the person who's getting all the chesed done for him to make himself feel bad, and that's dafka why he asked the blind person to light from a light. This actually is a beautiful vort that I heard from Eitan Katz, the famous musician, chaver, the nafshi mamish baal negin of Klal Yisrael. He says, we say in Eishes Chav, kapa parsel yani v'yadeh ashucha le'evyon. The kapa parsel yani, her palm shall she spread out to the poor. Her hands shall extend to the Evyon, right? Matanos Levyonim, to the destitute. So kapa parselani, what does kapa mean? Her palm. So you ever put your hand in front of an ani's face? It's like you put your hand in front of her face, it means like you're asking the ani to give you something. It should really be that the palm should be down. But said Eitan, such a beautiful word, I think this connects very much to this word. He says, sometimes when you do chesed to someone, you also want them to be able to do chesed for you too. You don't want to make them feel that they're mitzvah. You're only doing it. You want them to be able to do something for you too. So what does it mean? Kaba parseliani. Open up your hand to the ani. They should be able to do something to you for you also. And that's the word of the Medrash. A beautiful idea from Rav Yochum Lavovitz with an added idea from Eitan Katz. Beautiful, beautiful idea, which really connects to what Purim is all about. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us from Rav Aaron of Karlin. Pasuk says in the second pasuk. Perach of Zion, Pazuk of Alf, but Oal Moed, Bechutz the Paroiches, in the tent, in the Oal Moed, outside the Paroiches, Asher Ala Eidos, Yarachos, Aaron, one of Meir, Vadbokh, Vene Hashem. Aaron and his son shall arrange from until the evening that it's going to be near, that this menorah is going to be near. Says of Aaron of Kalin, Bechutz the Paroiches, very Chassidish of Pshat, Bechutz the Paroiches, to those Jews who feel like they're Bechutz, they feel like they're out. Maybe they messed up this year. Maybe they messed up. They weren't the best Jews possible. What did Aaron Avonov do? Yarachoso Aaron Avonov. The Kohanim brought the Mamish into a place of feeling importance, of knowing who their value. Rav Kluger talks all about this. Rav Kluger talks all about this, how a Jew has to understand the simcha of just being a Jew. And says Rav Aaron of Karlin, Michutz la parochas. You feel like you're michutz. Says the pasuk, Yarochas Aaron of one of Aaron and his sons. Mamish bring them in. And Malik Davka attacks who? The pasuk says Hanechashalim. But in the back, the people there, the stragglers. And Malik goes after the people who sin. Davka, the voda of Purim, the voda of this time of year is Davka to those people who did mess up. You have to say, no, you messed up. But Malik wants you to have Yesh. Malik wants you to have Suffolk, right? Suffolk 240, Malik 240 wants you to have the Suffolk of whether you're still in the Kodesh Baruch Hu's nation. But says Aaron Kalim, no, the message is, you feel like you're Mechutz, Yaroch, also Aaron Avonov will bring you in, Mamish. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful pshat connection to Purim. Our third Torah is going to come tonight from Simcha Bonim, then we're going to add a little Shvile Pinchas as well. The Pasuk says, Perich Chavches, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'haya Pi Rosha B'socho, and the opening of its head shall be folded over within it. Right, the Pasuk is talking about the Me'il, V'haya Pi Rosha B'socho, Sofa Yeh Lepiv, Sofiv Maisa Orik Kvi Sachra Yeh Lo 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 Yikareya. The opening of its head of the Me'il shall be folded over within it. Its opening shall have a border all around it. Says Reb Simcha Bonim, what a beautiful pshat. It says, what does it mean, Sofa Yeh Lepiv Soviv? It says, Sofa, over here, Safa in the Pasuk, it means that it should be folded over, right? Rosh HaBasocho should be folded over, Leviv, it should be folded over within it. It's opening. Safa is the opening. But says of Simcha Banim, Safa we know, Dafka also means that your peh. Safa yelapiv saviv. You have to make sure that your peh is yelapiv saviv. What does that mean? You should be careful with the words that come out of your mouth. You should be careful with the things that come out of your mouth, mamish. As the Gemara says in Brachos, or Simcha Banim quotes, Samach Bezim and Bez, Matzah no'ol b'yaduah she'esh shem adam. When you know it's locked, then you know someone's there. Matzah pasuch b'yaduah she'ein shem adam. If you see the house is open, then you know that no one's there. And saying the thing applies to a person. When a person guards the things that come out of their mouth, then you know that it's mamish tika. And that's the whole meaning. We're so careful with our words. The Shvile Pinchas really quotes this from the Sfas Emes and Purim Shnas Tuf Reish Mem Ches. The pasuk says Ish Yehudi Ish Yemini Ish Yemini, right? Ish Yehudi, right? We know the Gemara says he's from Shevet Yehuda. Ish Yemini refers to Shevet Binyamin. But says this the Sfas Emes, and he quotes really the Shvile Pinchas really flushes it out in the Sefer Tuf Shenayim. This says that a Jew's job is to be able to be a Ish Yehudi and an Ish Yemini. Ish Yehudi, right? That Leah called her son Yehuda. Pam Odeas Hashem. You have to know when to step. You have to know when to step up. You have to know when you have to rise to the occasion. But you also have to be an Ish Yemini. Ish Yemini refers to B'shev Binyamin. Binyamin who knew that Yosef was alive. Binyamin who had this midah shesika from Rachel when Rachel didn't give over the signs. And that's Dafka the Bar of Simcha Bonim says a person has to have the surrounding over his mouth. What a beautiful connection, Mamish, to what Mordechai. Right? Mamish to Mordechai, Mamish, goes all the way back to Yehudi, Ish Yemini, knowing when to step up and knowing when to stay quiet. Finally, moving on to the fourth idea. Also connect to Purim as well. The pasuk says by the tzitz in Perich of Ches pasuk Amivav Lamazayin Vasita Tziv Zov Tor Bitach to Allah Pitu Chechosim Kodesh Hashem. The tzitz should be made pure gold. And it should say the words Kodesh Hashem on top of it. We know the Ksav Sofer explains to us that we know the Gemara tells us in Zvachim on Pechesim and Beis. What was the vote of the tzitz? The tzitz was Mechaper Meratz Alus Panim. It atoned for gaiva. The tzitz atoned for arrogance. He says there's a time to have pride, and then there's a time to be able to be humble. He says right, az panim legehenim. But we know there's also something called of gaiva de gedusha. Azus kodesh l'Hashem. He says that the tzitz dafka when you put those words kodesh l'Hashem on your head, it's no one going to be proud to be a Jew, proud to be a Yid. You're not. You go to a Yankee game. You don't have to put a Yankee hat on. You wear your kippah. You're a proud Jew. I'm a Jew when I'm proud and I sing out loud, like Benny Friedman says. That's the vote of the Ksav. The Ksav Sofer says of the tzitz. It's being mechaper for gaiva that went the wrong way. Gaiva not for the Rabbeinu Hashem is pure gaiva. That's a malik. We know we're going to get to that. A malik is gematria ram. The klipa of a malik is haughtiness. The klipa of a malik is selfishness. But when you use the gaiva in the right way, kodesh l'Hashem, that is the biggest kapara. For Gaivas. It has the Ksav Sofer, a beautiful pshat in the Ksav Sofer Al Torah, beautiful way to understand what the tzitz is all about. That the tzitz atones dafka for Gaiva, and that's why it gets on our head, and we say, Kodesh Lashem, use your Gaiva for Kedusha. Shvile Pinchas in the Sefer on Purim explains in one of the Mamorim that if you look at the pasuk that right when Haman finds out what happened that Esther points him out, the pasuk says Haman nofel amita, Haman fell on his bed. And Rav Shlita Pinchas brings down, if you look at the words, V'haman nofa alamita, the Rosh Tevus is a nova. Right? We know the Gemara Megillah and Yugimel Amad Aleph. Gemara here in Megillah and Yugimel Amad Aleph tells us that Hadassah Shema V'lamanikra Esther, why was she called Esther? Shai Umos Olam Koronos Al Shum Estar, because she shined. Rashi says, Yarach Yafal Kilvana. She was like the moon. What was the moon? The moon lowered itself. The moon had a nova. And says the Shlita Pinchas, in the schus of Esther having the having a nova, having the tremendous mida of a nova, that's dafka what brought Haman's down for. The Haman nova elamita, and that's when the Rosh Tevus of a nova. The Shvila Pinchas even goes further to say that's why you know which days of the week, which is such a beautiful remez. Which days of the week Purim could only fall out on? He says that Purim could only fall out on Aleph Sunday, Gimel Tuesday, Hay Thursday, or Friday Vav, Friday Erev Shabbos. He says, what does that spell? Aleph Gimel. Hey, Vav, scramble the words on Gaiva, because Purim is the tikkun of Gaiva. Just like the tzitz is mechaper for Gaiva, for arrogance used the wrong way. Purim is mechaper on all the amaleks and all the hodnis we use the entire year. They have this midah to be able to use the midah of Anova. And finally, the fifth and final idea, we're going to maybe just connect to Zohar. Mor of Hashemesh writes in Tetzava Zohar, such a beautiful pshat. We said a couple more than five words this week, but you know, we'll keep up the five, but with a couple A, B's, and C's. The Mor v'Shemesh explains, he says, we know the Medrash tells us, Asher karcha b'derech, and he says that we know that the word karcha, that they capped upon us, but it really comes from Lashon of kriris, of coldness, right? As the Rashi famously tells us, that we were like a hot bath coming out, no one wanted to touch us, and they cooled us down. They cooled us down, they didn't want us to have the love for each other, to love the Rabbonu Shalom. He brings out the gamachi of Amalek being Ram. But a Jew's job, says the Mor v'Shemesh, is to be able to go above the gaiveness, to always look for the love within each other, be able to have the tremendous care and concern and energy for each other, and that's dafka davoda of being a malik dafka and tavshin ayin ches. Be able to have the exact opposite of kriris. So, right, Rav Ephraim Shapiro likes quoting from his father, Rav Mordechai Shapiro, the two words to say in Hebrew: walls. Chomos and Kiros. Kiros is cold walls, as a malik. But Chomos, Achomos Yushalayim. Yushalayim is going to be built with fire. And fire for Ben Adam, the Chavero. Not Ram, a malik, says the Mor v'Shemesh. Not holiness, but Dafka, Anova, of caring, concern, sensitivity for each other. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off the first idea, the Das Chachma Misr, Yeruch Mavavitz. The Medrash says, Chodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to be able to light the candles, but we should still do it. Like the blind person, when he finally gets to the destination, the person with sight asks the blind person to be able to do it for him, because he doesn't want to feel like he's just doing it for nothing. But says Rav Ruchim, when we do Chesed, don't look for strings attached. We don't do it. We do it. We let the poor person do, or let the blind person do something for us, so they don't feel so poor. Like Eitan Katz said, "Kava parsalani." You put your hand out for the poor person, so they don't feel like they're just a taker. They could also be the giver. That really connects to today. V'yichuli truma. It shouldn't say v'yitnu. No, because when you take, you really when you're taking, you're really giving. When you give, you're really getting. Beautiful, beautiful idea from Yeruch Hashem. The second idea of Aaron Kalin, when Yid feels like they're mechutz haparoches, that's dafka when Aaron dafka bringing them in. Mechutz haparoches, yarochos Aaron Ovanov. Aaron brings them in. How many times do I see students or my friends that they mess up and they just throw it all away? No. You mess up, you come back to the Ribono Shel Olam. And it's a message for all of us. Be able to bring in those Jews who feel like they're mechutz. Maybe sometimes we feel like we're also lechutz. And Chodesh Baruch says, no, I want you to come back. Kimaran, come back to me in this Purim. The third idea, we said, comes from a Simcha Bonim, that a Jew has to be able to, right by the Me'il, the Pasuk of Safa Yil, the Piv Saviv, that around the Lefiv, around your mouth, there has to be this Safa, there has to be have this Geder of what comes in, what comes out. And we said from the Shvila Pinchas, that's the words of Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, the Mordechai, and you have the Koyach HaDibor, Ish Yehudi, that lapam odes Hashem, but also he had the midah of Ishimini of Racha, one to stay quiet. Ishimini ben Binyamin, the midah of Shasika, one to stay quiet. The fourth idea said from the Ksav Sofer about the Tzitz being Maratza, Kodesh Lashem, Amalek is Dafka, they want us to be hoarding, Amalek is Gematria Ram, and the Tzitz, says the Gemara in Zvachim over there, that the Tzitz is atones for all arrogance, and that's Dafka why, says the Shvita Pinchas, Dafka why, the only days of the week that Purim could fall on are Gimel, Al, Vav, and Hey, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, because we're trying to mimtakin it. And that's the whole vort of the Gemara, Megillah, and Gimel, and Al, says the Shvi'i Pinchas, that Esther was called Al Shem Shistar, and the Gemara, Rashi says that she was like Davana, she lowered herself, and that's the Rashi Tevos, Vahaman Noifel, Alamita, Rashi Tevos, Anova, the humility. But the Beit HaMalek is to have the humility, which is Gaiva the Kedusha. Having humility is also knowing when to step up. The fifth and final idea from the Mor Veshemesh. Mor Veshemesh says the Ram is a Malek. They try to cool us off, to have love for each other, love for the Bono Shem. We fight off, says Rav Raim Shapiro, with Choymus, to take these messages of sensitivity and care for each other, to take in those Jews to feel like they're Mechutz, to make sure Dafka, to be able to have the proper Gaiva to Kedusha, not Gaiva Chas Hashem just for pure Gaiva, but for Gaiva for Kodesh Baruch Hu, to know when to step up and when to stay in the dugout, be able to use our Kodesh Hadibah, Kodesh Hashasiko, be able to understand what comes in, what comes out, and Dafka be able to use the fire for Avod Hashem, Shbizoch, Bez Hashem, to have a Siyat Hashmaya, Digal Parsha Zochor, Mamash getting ready for the Kal Yom HaKadosh HaBalalina, the Tov HaLan HaKol Beis Yisrael, Shkoich.